KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. And down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk. Today you will hear part one of two of the election of directors for Jalista. Jalista's board consists now of 11 directors. Each nominee is seeking election for Unit 1, 2, and 3. Here is John Lamont of Wasilla and Lauren Peterson of Mountain Village. Tell us your first and last name, your Yupik name, where you're from, and who your parents are.
First off, my parents were John Henry Lamont and Natalia Pearl Kazemnikov Lamont, and they both passed away my dad in the late 50s, my mom in the early 1971. My Yupik name that I'm aware of is Ahwaya, and I was born in Bethel but raised in Mumsuk, which is just up the river from between Alahanuk and Imanga. And then when we were school-aged, I had to go to Wrangell, and so Mom moved, bought a cabin in Imangak and moved me and my younger siblings to Imangak so we can be home and attend boarding school.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
John, and my last name is Lamont, L-A-M-O-N-T.
What are you running for election, and what are your qualifications?
Well, I'm running for the Jalista board. I've ran before, and I believe my qualifications are my few years' experience as a educator, as a business owner, and as a voice for people on the Delta, on the Yukon Delta. Over the years, I served on many nonprofit groups, served as chairman, and I've been involved with both our village. I belong to two village corporations, so I was involved with Imanga Corporation and now Pitkus Point Native Corporation. My qualifications in administration have been from the mid-90s to 2013 was my last year as a superintendent for the Lower Yukon School District. I started off as a classified employee, as a substitute bus driver, custodian, substitute teacher, and worked my way up and received my elementary ed degree and came back to the district and taught school. And then went and got my administrative, my master's in education leadership and came back as a principal. And then after serving as a principal in Imanga, I was called up to assistant superintendent in Mountain Village back in 2002. So I was in Mountain Village as a teacher, as an educator from 1993 to 1996, and then 97 in Alahanuk through 2001. In 2002, I filled in at Mountain Village when one of our local principals got ill, and I filled in for him. And then I went back to Emo as a full-time principal and then assistant superintendent from 2003 to 2005, and then superintendent for the Lower Yukon School District from 2005 to 2012 full-time, and actually 13 on contract. I also served as president of Pitkus Point Native Corporation from 2013 to this summer. I resigned with my busyness, being able to have my family here after 3 years here, putting up subsistence fish and spending time out here in Alahanuk on the west of Yukon. I figured I wanted to put more effort toward my family than I was in the past couple of summers. So our subsistence salmon is such an important resource. I decided I'd just remain as, they voted me in as vice chair, so I'll be the backup chairman of the Marcus Point Native Corporation. I also have a little bit of experience with working, you know, working with one of our major nonprofit groups here through our CDQ program, which is Yukon Delta Fisheries Development Association. I did their youth employment program for a couple of years and trained a young person to run it. And then I worked as their HR for a season and stepped down this year so another young person can take over that position. Really, my efforts are to make sure our young people get involved and get trained, and they're our future. And they should, we shouldn't have us older people running things that young people are qualified to do. And a young person will not get qualified unless they have the experience, and therefore we need to give them the experience. So I my whole philosophy in running for the Tsotsi board is to make sure that we are transparent to the shareholders, to the stakeholders of our region, and to make also make sure that what we as a board do, we do as one voice, and being able to support our shareholders and their wishes.
What are the most important issues the Jalisco region that you could affect as a board member?
I believe my voice would be involved in education, in the education is the most important, and the medical field, you know, being able to make sure our services are up to par and helping and working in collaboration with YKHC and making sure that our sub-regional clinics and our local clinics there. I know there's some villages that don't have health aides, and our law enforcement program. We've definitely been having a difficult time, and I think Jalisco should, as a region corporation, we should be involved, and we should, whether it's, you know, monetary or as a voice, a political voice, be able to help in making sure every one of our villages have excellent law enforcement, have excellent education, have excellent medical services for our shareholders.
Why should Jalisco shareholders vote for you?
Well, it is up to the Jalisco shareholders themselves. I always Polish person that's voting, whether it's our village corporation or not, vote for the most qualified person. I may not be the most qualified person, but they need to vote for the most qualified person for the job. And I guess being modest, you know, it's who the shareholders vote for. I don't, you know, if they don't know me and they don't know my history or my background, they shouldn't vote for me. They should vote for who they know and who they think can run the, you know, be the head of the board for our regional corporation. But my spiel is that if they vote for me, I'll do, the best job I could in making sure we are one as a board. We support our shareholders and we support our region, and we make the best decisions for our people and for the economy and for the safety and for the energy and, I said the economy, but actually the lifestyle of our people, whether it's based on subsistence resource or based on the monetary system.
What is your response to allegations and lawsuits concerning Jalisco CEO Andrew Guy and former board chair Wayne Don?
I have very limited knowledge about that, just what I read in the media, and I do not, I'm not a media supporter when it comes, you know, because media doesn't have everything right, and I'm really unfamiliar with that situation. I read a little bit about it, and I think we as a board, or, you know, the Jalisco board as a board, should work with internal issues, you know, internally, and should any internal issues be, you know, exposed to the media, they should all be factual and with backup documentation. So, it's when it comes to personnel, you know, that's a private matter, and therefore it's, shouldn't be open unless the individuals involved, allow it to be open. So other than that, I'm really unfamiliar with what actually is going on, with the exception of the media, what I hear, you know, from the media. So,
any final comments, John?
Actually, final comment is, you know, like I've always said to other boards I've been involved in, nonprofit boards, some of the profit boards I've been in, you know, our focus has been, you know, being able to make a profit and share that profit with shareholders. And therefore, you know, should I get voted in and become a shareholder at Calista Region Corporation, I'll do my best to work with the rest of the board and making sure that, you know, whatever we do for the shareholders and to benefit the shareholders both economically, socially, and politically of our region.
Goyana, John.
All right. Thank you very much. And I guess in Yupik, Goyana also.
I sat down and had a conversation with Lorne Peterson. He's running for the Calista board for unit number 3.
My name is Lorne Peterson. I'm from Mountain Village. My parents are Willie Peterson Sr. and Lucy Peterson.
Why did you choose to run, and what's your motivation, and why are you throwing your hat in the ring?
So I chose to run quite a few people asked me if I'd consider running. I've been serving on my Native Village Corporation board since 2013. I've been involved in serving the Alaska Native communities since after college. I've worked for Senator Olson. I've worked in the nonprofit field, and I'm familiar with the ANC sector. My motivation is really to continue to serve the Native community and hopefully have good impacts in our region where we really do need the economic development.
What do you think Calista shareholders are most concerned about?
I'm a shareholder myself, and I think that they want to see less fighting, more programs. It's my understanding there's, you know, there's board fighting and there's politics. There always will be. But how that is done could be handled better. I think there's been a lot of overspending, or we could have more fiscal responsibility in terms of how the resolution, how the conflict is being resolved at the board level, conflict resolved in the boardroom, and that money being better used to support our shareholder community.
Why should Calista shareholders vote for you?
Well, I have a lot of integrity. I stand for transparency. I believe that we shareholders need to be more well-informed of what's going on with Calista. I also stand for accountability, that we need to address some of these issues that are happening, and there needs to be some sort of recourse for some huge losses that we might have had in the past. And, you know, being Yupik from Mountain Village, I understand that we are a very forgiving type of people, but there's some things that when we have some accountability issues in our community, they need to be addressed so that we learn from those.
You've probably heard about the recent Calista news. I want to know your thoughts about that.
Yeah, so I've been following Calista. You know, they came out with Calista facts, and I read them. I felt that they were not totally objective, meaning it did seem that there was some impartial news being disclosed to shareholders. And I felt that the facts that were presented were really there to help their PR kind of look good during this challenging time for them with what's going on. And really, that's why I want more transparency, so that shareholders can be more informed. So we're not being disclosed or shown a certain part that looks good, but we want the whole truth so that we could be more informed and vote for the candidates that best will represent us.
What is your Yupik name?
My Yupik name, I was born after my uncle, and his name was Charlie Peterson. That was my dad's brother. My Yupik name is Misa.
What does that mean?
You know, I don't know. I asked my mom, and I think we were unclear about it, but there's several people out there with the same Eskimo name, Misa. And if they have an idea of what it means, I would like to know.
Any last words, Lauren?
Yeah, I'd like to just thank KYUK for allowing me the opportunity to speak and to share some of my views on this Chilista seat. You know, and I hope that shareholders do come out and vote. Today is the last day to vote to be entered into the deadline, which, you know, is grand prize for $10,000. And that's a really good incentive. There's also the concern of meeting quorum requirements now that we've had maybe about 24,000 or so new enrollees, and that's going to present a challenge for a quorum. And I'm really hoping that our young enrollees get out to vote and that we get a quorum. It is really expensive to host an annual meeting, and I think we need to get a new board that will work with the board in the right direction.
Handshake over the radio. Guyana, Lauren, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for
Ben Nuguzuk, Nancy L. Andrew, Edward Beans, Robert L. Beans, Felix P. Hess, Al Yunuk, Robert J. Hoffman, Ron Hoffman, and Marcy Shear were unavailable for any comments. Tune in on July 6th for part 2 of the election of directors for Jalista. My name is Petra Harpuk. Thanks for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK.